This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today we welcome back our good friend Phil Stasek. He is the president of the Space Coast Progressive Alliance. And we welcome back Lorraine Koss, the League of Women Voters. She is a board member. The Space Coast Progressive Alliance has their first Thursday event coming up. Start out by telling us about the Space Coast Progressive Alliance.
Thank you, Terry. The Space Coast Progressive Alliance is the voice of progressive and liberal thought here in Brevard County. We advocate for women's rights, for the labor movement, for civil rights. And in fact, for the environment. It's one of the reasons why our special event this Thursday, Thursday, November 3rd, is called Take a Closer Look. We're looking at two issues that voters will face as they look at the ballot in just a few days. The first is the lagoon cleanup effort, the referendum to support the lagoon cleanup and a half-cent sales tax that goes with that, which we think is a good thing, and we're supporting that strongly. Our speaker on the Indian River Lagoon will be Mr. Matt Culver. He's an expert with the boating and water program here in Brevard County, and he can answer people's questions and tell them all about the cleanup. We'll also have a speaker talking about the solar scam, Amendment 1, and we have a wonderful speaker. Lorraine Koss will be talking to us about Amendment 1, and in fact, we're lucky to have Lorraine here in the studio with us.
An editorial in the paper described it as scum shine. That's Amendment 1. And it is backed by some $22 million from the energy and folks like Exxon and brought to you by the Koch brothers. We have been bombarded with their advertisement, full-page ads, and commercials. If you want solar, if you agree that solar is a good thing, and everybody does, I mean, that's what happened. They polled and they found out that solar, the topic of solar, was a definite yes. So they designed this amendment, and their own words are this was an incredibly savvy maneuver that they used. And we know that this is going to make it more difficult in the future for a solar to take over the energy market, which is where it should be.
People are calling it a wolf in sheep's clothing, aren't they?
That's right, because once folks get in that voting booth, when they read the summary, it is actually a summary of the rights we already have. In the last sentence, they introduce the term subsidized. They imply that those that don't have solar are subsidizing those that do, and that's absolutely wrong. The group that put this together, or the PR group that put this together, is Consumers for Smart Solar. But nothing could be less smart. Nothing could be less for the consumers. If you want solar, if you want to say yes to solar, you've got to say no on Amendment 1.
Say no on Amendment 1. Say yes to the Indian River Lagoon cleanup. It is essential that people be informed when they go into the polling place. It is essential if they want to do their homework, do it now. What I always tell people is if you want to know about an amendment they're not sure of, follow the money. If you haven't done your homework already, you could go to our website at scpaflorida.com. Take a look at this. We have links to refer you to the background on this. I think it's very important that people are educated, informed, say no to Amendment 1, say yes to the Indian River Lagoon cleanup.
And this event is happening on Thursday, November 3rd, 6:30 p.m. at Front Street Civic Center. It is free and open to the public. If you would like to find out more about Amendment 1 and the...
It actually is just called referendum. So it's the county referendum, Indian River Lagoon cleanup, and half-cent sales tax.
So we hope to see everyone on Thursday the 3rd at Front Street Civic Center, 6:30 p.m. You can hear this interview, a podcast of any previous Coastal Connection. Go to our website, the address, WFIT.org.